Hey there, Dopamine Detox Crew. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and let me tell you, life can throw some serious curveballs sometimes. We all hit those rough patches where it feels like we're just trying to keep our heads above water. You ever feel that way? Like you're wading through mud, struggling to make progress? But what if I told you there's a secret weapon, a superpower even, that can help us navigate those storms with a little more grace and resilience? It's called self-compassion, and it's not about being soft or giving up. It's about treating ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we'd offer to a dear friend going through a tough time. Think about it. When your bestie is feeling down, what do you say? You don't criticize them for their struggles, right? You offer a listening ear, a warm hug, maybe even some words of encouragement. It's time we extended that same level of kindness and support to ourselves. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Easier said than done, right? We're so used to beating ourselves up when things go wrong, piling on the self-criticism like it's going out of style. But here's the thing. That kind of harsh internal dialogue only fuels our negativity and makes it harder to bounce back. Self-compassion is about recognizing that we're all human, that we make mistakes, and that setbacks are part of the journey. Let me break down 5 key takeaways that can help you cultivate more self-compassion in your life. 1. Acknowledge your feelings. First things first, don't try to bury those uncomfortable emotions. Feeling frustrated, sad, or even angry? That's okay. It's natural. Allow yourself to feel those feelings without judgment. Bottling them up only makes them stronger. Imagine a pressure cooker. The longer you keep it closed, the more intense the explosion becomes. 2. Practice mindfulness. Take a step back from your thoughts and observe them like clouds passing by. You don't have to engage with every negative thought that pops into your head. Simply acknowledge its presence and let it drift away. Think of it like watching a movie. You can enjoy the story without getting caught up in all the drama. 3. Offer yourself kind words. Talk to yourself with the same compassion and understanding you'd offer a friend. Replace those harsh self-criticisms with encouraging words and affirmations. You wouldn't say, "You're such an idiot," to your best pal, would you? So why say it to yourself? 4. Remember your strengths. We all have unique talents and qualities that make us amazing. When you're feeling down, remind yourself of those strengths. What are you good at? What makes you happy? Focusing on your positive attributes can boost your self-esteem and remind you that you're capable of overcoming challenges. 5. Seek support. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Reach out to trusted friends or family members when you need a listening ear or a shoulder to cry on. Sharing your struggles can lighten the load and help you feel more connected. You know that feeling when you've had a tough day and just need to vent? Talking things through with someone who understands can make all the difference. Let me tell you a story about this. Remember Sarah, my friend who always seemed to have it together? Well, she went through a rough breakup last year. She was drowning in self-doubt and felt like she couldn't get out of bed. But instead of wallowing in misery, she started practicing self-compassion. She made time for activities that brought her joy, talked to her supportive friends, and reminded herself of her strengths. It wasn't easy, but she slowly but surely rebuilt her confidence and emerged stronger than ever. So remember, my dopamine detox fam, when life throws you curveballs, don't forget the power of self-compassion. Treat yourself with kindness, understanding, and a whole lot of grace. You deserve it. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these words. Maybe they're going through a tough time or just need a little reminder of their own awesomeness. And if you have any thoughts or experiences to share about self-compassion, drop them in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going and inspire each other to live our best lives. Until next time, stay mindful, stay kind, and remember, you've got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.